Okay. So the Gemara we left off with, a brand new Gemara. Before we begin, especially Yasher Koach, Tarina and Mark Liebman, that are sponsoring the Divrei Torah tonight, Leila Nishmas, their grandparents, Nachum ben Shmuel Eliyahu, Devora bas Chaim Shalom HaKohen, Yafa bas Yisrael, whose all your sites are in Teves, the Divrei Torah should be a schos aliyas neshama for them. Also, yesh kayach to Lauren and Eitan Lipstein, who are sponsoring tonight's chabura, Lili Nishmas, Eitan's grandmother, Fega Altaliba bas Yitzchak Dov Halevi, whose yard site is Chaf Hei Teves, which is Friday. Okay. Shabbos should have an aliyah, shbiyitzchus. So the Gemara asked a fascinating question. We are in Tezvav and Mabez. We just got up to the Baya on the Amud Beis. We've been talking about all different dinim that the Mishnah discusses. Lagabi Ashor. The Gemara discussed a shor that's near Ba'as or a shor that's Roveya that is involved in relations. So the Gemara had drushes that the shor is Nidon Bechof Gimel Dayanim, needs 23 Dayanim. And then the Gemara, the last Gemara we discussed, has the halacha of a shor aniskal, a shor that gored and killed an individual, that he's also killed. The Gemara has a drasha from the Gambal of Yumas, Kemisis Abaylim, Kachmisis Ashor, and we discussed last week, the Gemara, according to some Rishonim, had a Havamina, that even the Bailim should be killed in such a situation. We tried to explain how could one even fathom that the owner of an animal, it's like Lamushal, a person would have a car, and it's on automatic, and the car would kill someone, so you would have a Havamina that the car, because a car crashed into a person, that the owner of the car should be killed. But there are many Rishonim that learned in Abaye that Abaye thought that were not for a drasha, that would have been the case. And then the Gemara has the following suffix, Lagabi Ashur. Iboilahu. The Gemara asks, it's by the first word online is the E. Abe texted me that he might have to get someone else. Oh, Shalshul. So the first word on the line is the E. It's how many lines down?
15 or 16, something like
that. We need precise. If Abe says precise.
Count some and see what
you... He says if it's not precise, we've got to switch back to 820.
Yeah.
18 lines down. So the Gemara says the last word on the line, Ibayiluhu. Suffolk. Shor Sinai Bekama. If the shore goes on to Har Sinai, Nogeya to 2 weeks from now, the Parsha. Shor Sinai Bekama. How many Dayonim does it take to kill? The Torah says that both if people of Am Yisrael or if a shore would go up to Har Sinai, actually fascinatingly enough, some of the halachos of what's brought down in the sixth parak of how we administer Misas Bezdin is learned out from Har Sinai, Yoro Yora, so the Gemara has drushes about that. So the halacha is that the shor is killed with skila. So the Gemara says, Bekama. So how many dayanim do you need to kill the shor? So the Gemara says, Mi gamar sha'a mi deiris, olo. Do we learn something that's temporary from, which is the halacha of Har Sinai, to Doros? From Doros, meaning from the halachos that we just said by Ashor Aniskal, that Ashor Aniskal has 23 dayanim. Toshna, Destani Rabbi Berchezkel, in Behema im Ish lo yichya, ma Ish bechav gimel, af Behema bechav gimel. So Destani Rabbi Berchezkel has a drasha that the pasuk says in Behema im Ish, and the pasuk says Lo Siga Bo Yad Ki Sakol Yisakol Lo Yora Yira by Matan Torah in Behema im Ish Lo Yichiv im Shochayovol Hema Yalu Bahar, and only when there's a sound of the shofar that's going to be the heter to go back onto the har. Fascinating enough, 2 nights ago I quoted the same pasuk. It's just. This is worth pointing out because we were giving a shir to the woman about refuah on Shabbos. So one of the questions, the basic questions of the whole sugya of medicine on Shabbos is that none of these, the gzeirus are shayach b'zman hazeh. So the Gemara says, learns out from this pasuk, that it doesn't matter. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu asered you to go on Har Sinai, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something that's aser, so now you need some other bezin that's galdon menu chachum minyan to be matur. It's just like that you needed a heter over here to come back onto Har Sinai and to get things that are mutter. So the Torah, in depicting this iser, Torah compares an ish to a behemoth, so you need chaf gimel. So Taisus, on the side, in Shor Sinai Bekama, Taisus says, first of all, it's interesting that the Gemara never asked how many dayanim you need for a man that goes on to Har Sinai. Ish Sinai lo kami boile. K'demuch b'samach, the darish in behemoth im ish, ma ish b'chaf gimel, mashma de ish. So Taisus says, sounds like from the assumption of the Gemara, ish pshitole. The Gemara knew from somewhere that Ish is Vaday going to be killed with Chav Gimel if he goes up to on Har Sinai. Afal Gav says Taisus, that's a little bothersome. Why? Afal Gav da'akati le'michtav krad v'shaftu a'ed v'itzilo a'eda. How do you know the source that you need 23 dayanim to kill? So the Gemara says v'shaftu a'ed v'itzilo a'eda. How do you know a'eda is 10? Is that we learned out from the Meraglim? Fine, but you need 20. And Aim Bezmin Shaftu, he comes out to 23. This pasuk was not said yet. This is by Maimon Har Sinai. So you don't really, to ask those, you don't really know 23 dayanim by anyone. And yet the Gemara is already assuming some way, some shape or form that we knew that there was going to be a concept of 23 dayanim, even though those psukim of Yitzilu Aida, which are ultimately going to be the source, were only said later on in the Torah. Mikomokom came into Tukin, says Taisus, what's the answer? Came into Tukin Yisro Sanhedrios, Stama de Milsa Sanhedria Ktani Nami Ludina de Fashas Tukin. No. Since already in Parshas Yisro, what? We know that Yisro came and he gave the idea that what? There should be a concept of a Sanhedrin. Mistama, when Yisro came with that idea, he wasn't just, you know, implementing the courts of 71. Mistama, he was setting up all the courts and you should have the 23 dayanim also. Okay. When did Yisro come? It's Machloikis. Excellent. So if you hold, like what Joe is saying, that you hold that Yisro came before Matan Torah, and he gave his idea before Matan Torah, okay, so then what Taisus says makes sense. But if you hold that Yisro came only after Matan Torah, so how are you going to make any sense of what Yisro is saying? Unless you hold what? That no, Yisro came after Matan Torah, like Shmuel is saying. Look at Rashi, Shor Sinai, Behema Shekarva Lahar, a behema that went on to the mountain, Be'oid She'ashchina Sham, Tichsiv in Behema Im Ish Lo Yichya. Maybe, perhaps, one could suggest that Yisro came after Matan Torah and he implemented the courts, and it was still no Geil HaLacha at the time that Yisro implemented the court, even though it wasn't there for the original stepping onto Har Sinai, but as long as the Shechina was there, maybe the Shechina didn't move away right away, what his Takana was there for, was anyone who would be on Har Sinai for the interim stage until the HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved back his Shechina. I don't know. Good, fine. Who cares? Why is the Gemara on Tezvavim Ubeis asking an Ibaya, Shor Sinai Bekama? Shor Sinai Bekama. I don't know. Let whoever wants to know discuss this. But what is this enough Kamina, says Taisus? My dahava hava. Whatever was historical. It's not no Geil HaLacha. Like Rav Chaim Brisker, right? We teach in yeshivas. If you don't have an Afkamina, HaLacha LaMaisa, so the Chakira is Nishkin Chakira. Taisus says that already. If you don't have an Afkamina, so don't ask the Kasha. The whole Gemara makes no sense. The Chain Kasha Perik Be'ez Davodizara. Fine. So Taisus leaves off an Akasha. So comes along the Ran, and comes along many Rishonim, and they say, no, there is an Afkamino. What's an Afkamino? Oh, we'll get to the Meiri before. That's a big Kiddush. So the Meiri said the first day, and the other Rishonim say, Nafkamino. This Nafkamino is very dangerous Nafkamino in education. Why? Because you'll ask on a test, or you try to learn, give me a Nafkamino. So the Rishonim say, Nafgamina is that I'm only giving tzedakah if the halacha is that Shor Sinai had 23 dayanim. Or I'm only going to be a nazir or going to make a neder al tnai that the halacha is correct, that there's enough, or the Talmud Rishonim make it a little bit like, a little bit better. They say, I'm going to give the amount of money to tzedakah today to the amount of dayonim that are necessary for a Shor Sinai. You cook up, so then you have an afkamina for any case you want. You know, any kid, any child can get at it any kasha. It's the answer to Taisa's kasha, the Rishonim answer to Taisa's kasha, Shor Sinai bakama, whatever it is, you make up. So that's a difficult answer. But Lamaisa, which I think pushes exactly what you were saying, that the Me'iri says achidish mitoch chomer this kasha is that it's not only nogeya to Sinai. This halacha of Shor is a halacha that exists both in Shiloh and in Beis Olam. That for a Shor to walk on the Mikdash would be a violation of this halacha. Of the halacha that's shayach, and therefore, if you would kill him, you would need 23 dayanim. Now, I have a few problems with this Me'iri. Although, I think it's a great answer, and it really resolves the kasha. Number one, the Gemara suffix was, do we learn sha'ah midiris? So it sounds like this halacha was only a temporary halacha, and it wouldn't be a diristic halacha. The Gemara seems to say that it wouldn't apply. But also, you know, just this Me'iri is a massive chiddush, but like, is it dafka Shor? Meaning, clearly I'm going to bring behemoth into the mikdash, right? So it's specifically a Shor, specifically a chaya, which is not going to be a, you know, like, you need another mesechta over here, that like, of all these halachas, you know, a person brings another animal into the mikdash, you have a Me'iri tucked away in Sanhedrin to answer this kasha that's saying unbelievable chidushim. But, in all honesty, it's the best answer to the kasha. Because, just give me 1 second, just to make it matters worse, there's a fascinating Gemara in Zvachim. And I recommend you looking up this Gemara in Zvachim. I found this Gemara in Zvachim to be a wild Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the different machshavas of pigol by certain karbonas that were brought served in the Lefnai B'Lefnin. The Gemara is on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis, going on to the top line of Mem Hei Amud Aleph. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Halacha, without getting into the details of the Gemara, Amar Rav Halacha, Korab Lazar, Shamar, Mishur, Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says, Gemara paskins la halacha. We paskin like a certain shita. Frek the Gemara kash in Zvachim, Hilchasa la Meshicha? Why are you paskin la halacha? Gemara's in Zvachim. Hilchasa la Meshicha? What are you telling me, a halacha that's only nogeya for the Zman of Mashiach? Amalei Abaye, Lemeata, says Abaye, what are you, you're asking me that there's a problem with Hilchasa L'Mashicha? Lemeata, kol shchitas kachim, le'lisni. So Abaye says, if so, so we should get kachim out of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, we should take that out of Shas, because you're telling me it's not Nogei Halacha. It's an important conversation that's going on over here. It's going to have ramifications. So the Gemara says, "Lo listen to Hilchos L'Mashicha, Ela Droish V'Kabel Schar, Achanami Droish V'Kabel Schar, Hacha Kamina Lecha, Hilchos Olam Lishna Achmina Amalei Halacha Kamina." The Gemara wasn't saying that you shouldn't get involved with it, but the Gemara was saying Hilchos sounds like this has Nafkaminas right now, Lamaisa, and therefore why are you presenting it? So ask the Aruch Lener in our Gemara, what do you mean Hilchos L'Mashicha? If all the Rishonim are right, so we have to know how to paskin for a guy who makes a tnai on a neder. We have to know for those purposes. The Gemara should have never had a kasha of Hilchos L'Mashicha. Not only is it a problematic teretz because, you know, you're taking the kasha and you're making it into a teretz to say, oh, I made a tnai if the halacha is like this, or if you need 23 dayanim. At the Aruch Lener, the Gemara should never had a kasha Hilchos L'Mashicha because we have to know what the halacha is if a person makes a tnai to be a nazir based on the halacha being like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara should have never had a kasha. So therefore, the Aruch Lener thinks it's a very, very shver teretz, and the suffix of a Gemara is very shver. Just stam, Taisus has a few different days over here. When do you apply Hilchos L'Mashicha? Because this Gemara, at least within a Rava, when he asked Hilchos L'Mashicha, it's a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins all these halachas in his psulia mekdashim, in his sefer karbanos, avodas hakarbanos. All of his halachas are paskining lalacha. So according to the Rambam, is the Rambam's whole sefer not going within Abaye? Within Rava of asking Hilchos LeMashiach? Is that something that some Amoraim would think that we shouldn't get involved doing? Chafetz Chaim on this Gemara, ask these kashas. How do we deal with this halacha? Do we say Hilchos LeMashiach, we shouldn't get involved with it? Clearly the Rambam didn't think so. Either the Rambam didn't paskin like that line in the Gemara, or the Rambam holds Taisus has a few different days. Maybe the Gemara was saying you don't paskin Hilchos LeMashiach in areas where the halacha is only relevant for Mashiach, and we're talking about what? An Isser. Which means what? The Gemara was talking about Pigel here. So in such a scenario where you're talking about a Dvar Isser, so it's not Nogea right now, and it's probably not going to be, we shouldn't assume that people are going to do Isurim, or in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be Tzadikim that are going to be involved in the Karbanos. So such a Sugya that you're going to now say, Halacha, that's a little far-fetched, that's already too far away. But Avada, in terms of paskening Halachas, in terms of the process and the procedure of the way Karbanos were brought, that the Gemara was never going to suggest, Hilchos LeMashiach. But Lamaisa, that's not going to work for the Rambam, because the Rambam what? The Rambam holds Hilchsa even in within Pigel, even within Isurim. So clearly the Rambam held that was a machlekes in the Gemara, and he doesn't paskin like that line, and is not gerus that kasha of Hilchsa Mashicha, but it's a similar kasha to our Gemara, that our Gemara is dealing with Shor Sinai. There's a fascinating Rav Meir Simcha. Exactly. It's the whole premise of the Chafetz Chaim. That Hilchos LeMashiach is halacha lemaisa. And you have to get ready for the Beis HaMikdash now. So the Chafetz Chaim is obviously gonna wake up in this Gemara, and he's gonna have to try to explain, either it's just one day in the Gemara, or like the 2 days in Taisis. You gotta do some work here, because lemaisa, that Gemara's kasha, in some way, shape, or form, is against that whole premise. And avada, we don't paskin like that line, but it's important. Fine. So the Yosameach says a fascinating mahalach. Yosameach says, no, perhaps this Gemara of Shor Sinai has ramifications la'alach. In addition to the Meiri's mahalach. The Meiri had a mahalach that it's Nogea for a shore that's walking around in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Yosameach says, no, perhaps it has nafkimin as la'alach. What's nafkimin as la'alach? Says, what's the halach of an ir nidachas? We're going to get to the sugyas and mitzvah the next sugyas, next few shirim are going to be Yerni Dachas. So the Gemara says that the Yerni Dachas, all of the property is burnt. So the Gemara wants, the Rosameach says, what happens in the following situation? You have a shore that happened to be taking a stroll outside the city when the city became an Yerni Dachas. And now a person comes in and says, oh, that shore, that's Yenim shore. He's part of this city. So now the Yosameach says, how many dayanim do I need to judge that shore is part of the Yerni Dachas? Do we say it's like the Yerni Dachas? Or do we say, no, it's just being Megala, whether or not, and need 71 dayanim, or it's just being Megala, Marma Kaimis, is this part of the city? And then it's part of the regular judgment of the city, and you don't need all the 71 dayanim that you would need classically for the din of the Yerni Dachas on this particular shore. So the Yosameach says that's his suffix. So Yosameach says, well, maybe we should say that Kemisas HaBailim Kach Mises HaShor, like we say by Shor Anisko. Just like the Bailim have 71 Dayanim in the Yerni Dachas, so to the shore is 71 Dayanim. But says the Yosameach, no, maybe that's only when the shore is Rala Brios. I mean, this is a shore that endangers society. This is a shore that killed someone. So in that situation, you would say that the shore is comparable to the owner. But says the Yosameach, how do you know that we say Kemisas HaBailim Kach Mises HaShor, even in a situation where the shore is only an issue that's Rala Shamayim? So there you don't have a right to that. All the Gemara's cases of where we're going to kill the shore with more dayanim were in a situation where the shore was nearby, where the shore was nogeach, the shore affected society in some way, shape, or form. Says the Yosameach, that's why the Gemara has a suffix by Shor Sinai. Shor Sinai is a situation where what? The shore just went on Maimed Har Sinai.
He only affected the Rabbeinu Shalom. And Afal Pichin, the Gemara saying by Shor Sinai that you would need more Dayanim, that it's mamish like the Bailim, says the Yer Sameach. That's the Nafkamina of Shor Sinai, Ligabe Mai Shailo of Yerni Dachas. You see, everyone's standing on their head to try to give an answer to the Gemara's Kajo. This is a bigger Kasha than Teretz. Shor Sinai Bekama, what is the Nafkamina? And everyone's trying to give some sort of Teretz. Okay, let's go right there. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Right. There were still chesham mishpat dinim. There were still some dinei teres. Clearly, that's what Rashi is saying, that they had dinei teres. So that's a big din of in Mara dinim were given. So, but even by Sheva Mitzvei Noach is a major machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not dinim, this is a whole shiur, and so we really have to give this, Mitzvah Shem, when we talk about in the seventh parak, when the nature of dinim, when it comes to Sheva Mitzvei Noach, how chushin mishpadik is that? Meaning, when Chazal, we always understand classically that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Umas HaOlam have to set up dinims, that means what they're doing right now. That they have to set up some civil system, that they have a book of laws, and that they have their din and their laws that they have to govern, and there has to be some sort of normalcy to society. That's the Rambam's opinion. The Ramban has a very, very mechudish tekeshita that it's not like that. That it actually has to be more patterned after chesh and mishpat. So if you go like that mahalach already from Sheva Mitzvei Noach, those dinei Torah were already existing, and that's what has to be implemented. There are a lot of kashas on that Ramban. How do you understand such a shita? It's a big chiddush, you know, to say that all of Hilchos Gneiva, all of Hilchos Gezel, all of these halachas have to be halachically implemented in the ideal society within Bnei Noach, but those dinei Torah would have existed even beforehand. If you what? Who taught them? How did they know it? Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you hold like the Ramban, I hear it. If you hold like the Ramban, how could Sheva Mitzvei Noach even be nogeya? Where do they know how to? I hear. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good cash. Okay, weiter. So Gemara says, Ha'ari v'ha'ze'ev. So the Mishnah says, Ha'ari v'ha'ze'ev. Ha'ze'ev ha'ari, ha'doi v'ha'nomer v'ha'bardalis. All of these types of animals, v'ha'nochosh, all of them, nisasim be'eshim l'shoshot. They're all killed with 23 dayanim. Rabbi Lazar Omer, the Mishnah says, Kol ha'kodim lahar gan zacha. Lazar says something different. Rekiva Omer Misasim Besim Shlosha. Very unclear line in the Mishnah. What is this three-way machlokes between Tanakama, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara as follows: Amar Reish Lakish, Uhushe Miso. Reish Lakish is commenting on Rabbi Lazar's response. Tanakama says that all of these animals are killed with 23 dayanim, just like we said by Ashor and Iskol. Shor and Iskol needs 23 dayanim. It's not just Shor and Iskol, but it's all of these animals. Comes along Rabbi Lazar and says, absolutely not. When it comes to these animals, you have the ability to kill him on yourself, by yourself. Kol ha'koydim lahar go zocha. Says Reish Lakish, not so fast. Vehu shehi miso. That is, if these animals were actually treacherous and they killed someone, now I have the ability to take matters into my own hands and to clear them away from society, that they're not going to be a hazard, they're not going to be a source of danger. But if they did not kill, then I'm not allowed to kill them. Why? Why am I not allowed to kill them? Almo kasavar yeshlen tarbas v'yeshlen bailim. Because Reish Lakish obviously assumes, fascinating debate, when it comes to these wild animals, you have a bear, You have a leopard. You have a nachash. You have all these wild animals. Can they be trained? Can they be considered like domesticated animals that are not going to be endangering society? Says Rish Lakish, yes. And the only time you can take matters into your own hands is if they killed on their own, which they were megale, that obviously these are a hazard to society. The stomach of the is Yeshlan Tarbis, Yeshlan Bailim. So why are you allowed to take matters into your own hands? Yochanan says no. Afal Pishalayamisu, whenever I encounter these animals, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you can walk into the zoo and kill these animals. No problem. They're locked up, they're domesticated. No, these animals, by definition, are endangering society. There is no behaving when it comes to these animals. There is no domestication when it comes to these animals. And there is no bilus when it comes to these animals. I do not have to be concerned by the fact that someone paid good money for these animals. Yeah, I was just trying to... No, I think Rabbi Yochanan is saying you could ignore the bialim. Let's say you have a contract. What? Rashi says, look at Rashi says. Klomer, ain shame habayalim chal aleihem. It's a din. You could have paid good money for these guys. But there is no bialim. I agree, it's a big chiddush. I would say like Rish Lakish over here. Rabbi Yochanan is a massive chiddush. But l'chayra, and we're going to see, this is the one. Look at Taisus Tanya Tavas Derish Lakish. Taisus has Akasha, why we don't bring this down in Yevamis, which has all the places that we pass on like Rish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan. You see, this is one of the unique places that we're going to pass on like Rish Lakish. But in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, which we're not going to pass on like, in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, you could really kill him, any of these animals, whenever you meet him. Yeah. Yeah. In Ari, yeah. Grama, right. So you're asking, how does that, so that Tosfos is assuming la halacha like Rish Lakish, right.
Why don't you differentiate between a chayah and a behemoth? They're all the same because they have behemoth instincts. They have the potential to be a behemoth.
Who has a
behemoth?
Meaning your time. Meaning you hold like Rish Lakish, every animal. No, so Rabbi Yochanan saying l'chayra in the Bria, it's not true. Right. Even a domesticated animal.
Because
what?
Because otherwise it's
always being the halakha. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, look at the Matthias. If the guy looks calm. You have like those guys. I don't know. I get queasy around them. But you have those guys that take out the snakes and everything. He tines that I can hold it and it's going to behave. I don't trust these guys. But you know, Rish Lakish says if he behaves, he'll pet it. Pet it. You know, it's possible. You know, I don't know what's his name. The speaker. Yeah, he brings out all these reptiles. Right, he's a Slifkin, exactly right. So you have all these things and you want to touch it. Touches Rish Lakish. The Rabbi Yochanan says, "You're mashugna. You're going to touch it." It's Eilam Tarbis, Eilam Bailam. These are Kadosh Baruch Hu made a. This is a fundamental debate between how to view the Teva, and it's going to have nafkaminas and dine mominis. These are million dollar shilas. Fine. Zok the Gemara. Tanan, Rabbi Lazar Oimer. The Mishnah said, "What's the lashon of the Mishnah by Rabbi Lazar?" Again, Tanakama holds you always need what to kill. You have to go through a dentira. You need 23 dayanim. It's a shor anisko. Shor anisko is lav dafka shor. It's any type of animal that kills. You have to first give a process and do your due diligence and make sure that he's adjudicated correctly. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, kol akoidim l'argan zacha. So, frak the Gemara, kol akoidim l'argan zacha, that's mamish like Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yochanan l'may zacha zacha l'ayran. That you could what? You could walk up to him, you could kill him, and now you... because you could take matters into your own hands, that you can have the or, that you can have the skin of this animal that you just killed. Elirish lakish lamai zacha. What do you mean you were zeiche? Kevin she misu shavinin rabbonon keman de gomer dinaihu visuri anonin. What just happened, Rabbi Yisai? I just presented this Gemara originally, that this is the Machloikis, how to view the Teva of the world. That Rabbi Yochanan says, don't ever trust any wild animal, and these are not going to be domesticated as you make them. They're not. And Rish Lakish says, no, it's not true. And if they act inappropriately, then you should take matters into your own hands. And if not, not. And then that's going to have nafkaminism. Yesh lem bailus, nafkaminism dinim ominous as well. Gemara just said something additional. Gemara just said, no. Gemara says, according to Rish Lakish, I have a problem with understanding Rabbi Lazar's statement of kol akoidim zocha. What was Gemara's problem? We really should have no problem with kol akoidim zocha. No, so says the Gemara, once Reish Lakish understood that the only time what that we're allowed to kill him is what v'hu shehimiso, is if the animal actually did wrong, and then you can kill the animal, says the Gemara in that line, apparently Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are having a much more fundamental machloikis, not only how to judge wild animals in the world. There's a machloikis what the nature of the killing of this animal is. Look at Rashi. Kevan dehimiso ve'omer rabbonon de'ein tzorech ledunin bebezdin. You don't need to kill them according to Reish Lakish, according to Reb Lazar and Bezdin. But what's the pshat? Havalu kiman de gomer dinayu vi asiri bahano kidekaimel and shim shochtu laachar shenig martino otzer repair of shor shenigach. Again, the Gemara is saying, I don't understand the lashon of Rabbi Lazar, kaven shekoyden the harga zocha. What do you mean zocha? So I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. Gemara is saying, once he killed, Reish Lakish says, take matters into your own hands, and you're now able to kill him. So I'm now zeich in the skin, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, I'm zeich in the skin. Rabbi Yochanan had a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't even have to wait till the animal kills. I can just take matters into my own hands once I see a lion on the street. But Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, you have to wait till he kills someone. But then I can respond to him. Then I can be, you know, the animal control, and I can take care of it. Says the Gemara, no, that's not pshat in Reish Lakish. Pshat in Reish Lakish, Rashi is telling you, you represent Beis Din. You're now doing a din Torah on this animal when you kill them. You're a shliach bezdin within the misa. If you're a shliach within the misa, frek the Gemara kasha, so how could you be nene from the or? The halacha is that a shor on niskal, once it's niskal, the shor, the Gemara has a drusha from Parshas Mishpatim, that the or, the skin of the animal, is aser ba'ana. The bal hashor naki. Noki mikol nochosim. You can't get any ana from the or of the shor nisko. Frak the Gemara kasha. According to Reish Lakish within Rabbi Lazar that you're representing Beis Din, and it blinds the shor nisko. So mainly you can't be zeich in the or. So the Gemara just now told us that according to Reish Lakish, the machloikas Rabbi Yochanan is much more fundamental. What is the process of the Misa? Is it just the seal of Kezeka? Is it just now protecting the world? Or no, you're actually carrying out a din Torah on your own. You happen to not need, Rabbi Lazar says, you don't need 23 dayanim, but you're now going to be Aser Ba'ana. Yeah. No, everyone. Everyone. It's a Gzeiros HaKasuf. Part of Shor Nisko. So the Gemara is asking, how do you understand the Lashon of Zeicha according to Reish Lakish? So this was all licked in within Reish Lakish's statement, included in his statement. He was obviously assuming all of this, that the nature of the Misa is different. So the Gemara says, you're right. Shaviru Rabon and Kamanda Gemara Dina Vasira Inaninu. So Gemara says, my Zocha Zocha L'Shamayim. You were Zeicha, you're a good guy. Kodesh Baruch is going to give you points. But you're right, you can't get any Dina Mamadus over here, because you are a Bezdin. This is Mamish Ashor Aniskel. Nafkamina halacha lemaisa coming out of this Gemara right now. Unfortunately, this is a reality that is more of a reality that we have to discuss in this generation more than ever before. We've been discussing how many dayanim you need for all of these chatoim that a shor violates. The Bach asks the following question. A goy that is Reveya Ashur is Nidom Bekamel. What's the suffix? So Gemara in the 7th parak is going to tell us that a Goy B'nei Noyach is killed B'dayin Echad U'be'eid Echad.
So now, frektabach, if we're going to say, kemisas habaylim, kach misas hashor, so then maybe we should say that also, if you have a shor hanirba, so it should be killed, b'dayin echad be'ed echad, and you're allowed to kill it right away. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi, and he says, even if the Bach is right, the Chacham Tzvi is not sure if the Bach is right. What? So just like if the Raveya would have been involved in such a activity, he would be killed b'dayin echad. So we're not going to make the ashore worse than its bile. So comes along the Chacham Tzvi and he says, we're not going to kill animals over here, but we want to know the following question: even if you're right, says the Chacham Tzvi, it's not going to be aser ba'ano, because the aser ba'ano, says the Chacham Tzvi, that you need 23 dayonim. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch by Shor HaNiskal, the Mitzvah Shor HaNiskal, he says, what do you mean? It's a Befeir Shagamar that you don't need 23 Dayanim. Our Gemar that we just read. That just from one Dayan, you have the ability to kill him, and it already shashed that he's Aser Ba'ana. So Minchas Chinuch says, a Raya Brura from our Gemara, not like the Chacham Tzvi, and already, it would happen after Min Alokha. Yeah. Rish Lakish says, right. So now we'll say the same thing over here. So you could have an Iser Ba'ana. So now why don't you say the same thing by Ashur Nivra by Ben Noyach? Because you never need 23. Good. So you're saying, Gevaldik, you're saying very good. You're saying, no, over here, because there in general is a need for 23 dayanim, so over here there was a special chiddush said that this guy has the koyach of 23 dayanim. But in a chanami, the Chacham Tzvi is right, that you never have an Iser Ba'ana with only 23 dayanim. Gevaldik. Because if you were not right, and we would have an animal, Nebuch, that would have violated this Avera, according to this Bach and this Minchas Chinuch, it would come out that all these animals are Aser Ba'ana. Right? Eid Echad. I saw it. I witnessed it. I don't need a Bezdin. I don't need anything else. It's unbelievable. It's Shayach, unfortunately. That it's Taka Aser Ba'ana. You can't get any benefit from that animal right away, even before any Bezdin. You don't need any Sanhedrin. You don't need any anything. But you're saying, no, there's a Bzunder Halacha. Michas Chinuch is wrong. Michas Chinuch would have thought, La Halacha, based on our Gemara, he was coming out La Halacha, you see for fairish from our Gemara, that these animals that are involved in these activities, they're automatically Aser Ba'ana. Because that's what the Gemara is saying. So you're saying, no, it's Dafka in a case where you represent the 23 Dayanim. I'm saying another addition. The Gemara only said it, what? Once you killed. The Gemara never said beforehand, if I watched it, then it's Aser Ba'ana. The Gemara says, Kavan Shehemis. Then it becomes like the ore of a Shor HaNiskal after it's killed. But who said to extend that now there's going to be Aser Ba'ana, even a stage before I carried out the Misa? Yeah, Yitan. If you pet an animal, I don't know if you get Ana. But if you get any positive benefit. So, this is totally the Nidi Behuda has this tshuva. The Nidi Behuda wants to know, can a Kohen go to a museum that has these corpses and these things that he's just that I'm sorry, the Nidi Behuda not a Kohen. The Nidi Behuda wants to know, is it for us to observe these corpses, would that be considered hana by the fact that we're now observing these things and we're looking into them? So I don't think he says that that's not considered Isra hana. But you know, once you say petting, I don't know. First of all, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I wouldn't recommend it. But it's a good shot. Seeing eye dog. I don't know if you have. I wasn't suggesting, you know, we're at the stage that you have to assume that most of these are. You know, I think, yeah. No, in a chanami, I'm staying in a case where you know. I would say in certain places in the world, you might have to, unfortunately, there is. Yeah. I don't know if you say, by goyim, it's totally another prima godim, but okay, good.
Weiter. Right. So, unfortunately, but I think in the Minchas Chinuch's time, this was totally a lamdish topic, and not la halacha bichlal, and unfortunately, to quote one of my rabbeim, I think he said in recent times, he said that, he said off the record, but I'm going to put it on the record, and he said that before you know it, these animals are going to be rabbanim. They're going to be, that's the direction we're going. Okay, right there. Maybe I should title the shiur that, yeah. Weiter, okay. Rabbi Sai, in the few minutes we have left, there's a let's just finish the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa de Reish Lakish, this is Tosis Raya that we passed like Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish is accepted over Rabbi Yochanan. Echad Shor Shemes ve'echad be'emah v'chaya she'emisa b'chav gimel. Rabbi Lazar Oymer, Shor Shemes Besim Rishlosha, Vishar Behema Vachaya Shemisu, Kola Kodun Laargon, Zacha Ben Lashamayim. So you see, like Reish Lakish, because it didn't say Zacha La'oron, and apparently the Bryce is assuming that what? You are representing Bezin when you're killing them, and these Oros would b'di'evet be Usr, like a regular din of Ashar and Iskal. Okay, I hesitate when I say we paskin like Reish Lakish. Why do I hesitate? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Oymer, Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah that the 23 Dayanim, Ikabenayu Nachash, says the Tanakama, that even Nachash, that kills, you need 23 Dayanim. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Tanakama when it comes to all the other wild animals, that you need to kill them only with 23 Dayanim. But when you come to a snake, then Rabbi Akiva says what? You say Kol HaKodim Zacha, and you would paskin by Nachash, that you do not need 23 dayanim. How do we paskin la halacha? So fascinating. The Rambam in the copies, in the Ziras copies that I have for you in Perek Beis, in Perek Hei Halacha Beis, the Rambam quotes, Ein don din nefashas pachos miyasim reshlosha, shein sanhedrin ketani, din nefashas with 23 dayanim, bein din nefashas adam, bein din nefashas behema, lefichach ein don in shor anisko below behema nerbas or avas, ela bebezden shalasim reshlosha, Afiu Ari v'doy v'nomer v'bardelish shein tarbas v'yeshlan v'ayim shein misa misaberim mishlosha. Zok the Rambam aval nocha sheheimis echad hoyregoiso. So who did the Rambam passing like? The Rambam is passing like Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam passing like Rabbi Akiva. Zok the Ravid Amar Avram zeu k'Rabbi Akiva v'lo yadati lama. What made Rambam passing like Rabbi Akiva? So comes along the Radvaz, and the Radvaz says, I'll tell you why. Because there is a Mishnah in Baba Kama, and the Mishnah of Baba Kama says the lashon of nachash muad la'olam, and a nachash is always considered one that's going to damage and is going to be dangerous. So the Rambam took that stum of the Mishnah and he said it's like Rabbi Akiva, and he paskin like that. The Kesef Mishnah says a different pshat. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah on the side, what's his pshat? Lo yadati lama, the last Kesef Mishnah right before the halacha gimel. Yeshlomer shetam rabenu de ba'ari v'doy v'sfir lo de Rabbi Kiva katana kama. So says the Kesef Mishnah, it's a simple cheshvin. The Rambam is just going to paskin like the majority opinion in every situation, which means when it comes to a lion, so then what? Two opinions hold what? That you need 23 day on him. So he's going to paskin like that, like Tana Kama with Rabbi Akiva, majority against Rabbi Lazar. And when it comes to a nachash, so it's the opposite. It's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar ganging up against Tana Kama, so he just went with the majority in both ways. Very interesting Kesef Mishnah, not like the Rambam to paskin like that. Rabbi Yisai, I close with this Or Sameach that I found that I think is fascinating, which just sheds light on all of the Parshis. Listen to what the Meshech Chachma says. Why did the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Akiva in this situation? Says the Meshech Chachma, says the Or Sameach in his Hashmatos to Ozmanim, he says, why do we need dinin nefashas b'chaf gimel in general? Because the pasuk says v'shaftu eila v'yitzilu eida. The pasukim says that you have to judge, you have to save. Like we learn many halachas, 23 dayanim. Chiyutus v'eida matzelas v'anochash harei chashvu rachmana lemesis. Says the Ars HaMeach, a nachash, by definition, is considered a mesis. Why? You have this later on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, I think we gave a Shal Shudash here once on this. Mikan le'in toinen le'mesis. We don't give tainas, we don't advance tainas on behalf of a mesis. How does the Gemara know that? The Gemara says, we learn it out from the nachash. The nachash, who was luring to do Averis, and he was the first one put in this world to convince other to be Avaryanim and to be Meirid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the din al pidin of a nachash. He quotes that Gemara. It's by definition a din of a mesis. Says the Rambam held by definition, yeah, they're wild animals. They're wild animals that I could pass to you 23 dayanim. But there's a nachash that is whole mahus. The whole essence of the nachash is a mesis. Therefore, the Rambam knew meikara from the way the Torah approached the Nachash, that there was no halacha of 23 dayanim like Rabbi Akiva, and that's the Rambam passed like 23 dayanim. Rabbi Bechai writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Bamidbar to make the copper snake, the Rabbi Shalom never calls it a Nachash, Rabbi Bechai points out. Because the Sraphim, exactly. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, because the Rabbeinu Shlolem couldn't even taina and say the words nachash. That's what the Rabbeinu Bechai writes in Bamidbar. So the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, asks in our parsha, it's not true, because the Rabbeinu Shlolem says to switch the mat and the nachash. But this Rabbeinu Bechai is all coming off of this Or Sameach that the Rabbeinu Shlolem can't even say. Ach, so disgusted by such a creature, and it's a vadajad, one diet, it's not going to be 23 dayanim, because his whole essence is a mesis. So, frak the Imre Emes, what are you going to do from here? Says the Imre Emes, look carefully at the Torah. It's the Torah speaking. The Rabbeinu Shalom never says the words nachash. And the raya is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the commandment, it originally calls it letanin. And Rashi is the one who says nachash. Then when the Torah itself records that it was turned into a nachash, that was the Torah speaking, says the Imre Emes. That wasn't the Rabbeinu Shalom speaking, because according to Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Rabbeinu Shalom held like this Or Sameach, that a nachash's essence is to mesis, to be luring, and therefore wouldn't even have a svara to not paskin like Rabbi Akiva, and Avad, it's going to be B'dayan Echad. It's just what to think about when you think about the Nachash. What? Yeah, to be a Nachash, but he just wouldn't. He was saying the Rabbi Shalom couldn't say the words. What?